家好，元宵节快乐，我是 Jenny， 您正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, happy Lantern Festival from your old pal Adam.
元宵节对我来说呢，一直是一个 bittersweet 的节日。
Because it's the end.
对、因为它就代表了我们整个的春节新年的庆祝 officially has ended, concluded.、
called it a day.
Called it a day 啊，那没关系，因为我们已经 happy 了两个礼拜了。
If it's enough happy.
对对对，现在是时候 ，you know, get ourselves together， 开始新的一年的工作啊。但是呢，我们今天的节目还是陪伴大家一起过元宵，然后跟你说说元宵节所有相关的一些英语说法。那我们今天所有这些重要的说法呢，都会放在我们的微信推送里。怎么来看推送？怎么来学习呢？只要关注我们的公众号“开言英语”。就可以开放的开语言的言那在节目一开始 Adam 打招呼的时候已经跟大家说了元宵节的英语名称
That's right, I said Lantern Festival
Lantern Festival、
mm-hmm.
像中国的传统节日通常都会叫一个什么 Festival
Right
比如说春节
Ooh, Spring Festival.
Festival 对那还有元宵节
Lantern Festival
对，因为元宵好像你也很难从字面上把它翻译成英文、然后就是在外国人心里还能有一个感觉这大概是一个什么节日。
They see a bunch of kids with lanterns and said, oh, let's call it Lantern Festival.
对，就是灯笼，灯笼节，因为确实元宵节我们会点灯。我还记得我小的时候就拉着兔子灯。
Ooh.
对，就像一个小 rabbit, 下面还有 little wheels, 有轮子拉着它跑。相对比较像的还有比如说端午节
Ooh, Dragon Boat Festival
直接就叫 Dragon Boat Festival
Right, there's Dragon Boats、so.
对那像中秋就很对应嘛
Yes, that one is a bit closer、Mid-Autumn Festival
对那我们还是回到 Lantern Festival 元宵节啊那元宵节 Adam 知道是我们中国阴历的哪一天吗
I'm not super familiar with the calendar. It's the first month, I know that. The 15th day?
没错。
Hey, all right.
对,我们说十五。
Okay.
对,正月十五就是元宵节。讲到这个 calendar, 讲到不一样的日历啊,中国我们的农历,比如我们说农历新年,然后元宵节是我们农历的正月十五。
We usually say the lunar calendar.
Lunar 就是
moon
月亮、然后太阳就是
solar
比如太阳系 solar system
the solar system、but we don't really say the solar calendar
对讲到阳历你们西方人的这个 calendar 会说
the Gregorian yeah like think about the name Gregory if any of you have a friend named、Gregory Gregorian
calendar、那总之 The Lantern Festival marks the final day of the traditional Chinese New Year celebrations、那当然元宵节对我们中国人来说它也非常的有意义啊，它有很重要的意义讲到有意义我可以说很 meaningful 吗
Yeah, you sure can You could also say it's very significant Or it has great significance
是的 Significant 你可能知道它一个意思就是 very important 很重要、但它的名词也很常用 significance、特别是说到这些 customs、
right.
还有我们的文化传承 heritage 的时候经常说这个东西是 has great significance
That's right
那你知道我们怎么庆祝元宵吗 Do you know how we celebrate the Lantern Festival?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Jenny, but I have heard that、rabbit lantern story once or twice, so I know that there are、some lanterns. I believe you also told me something about solving riddles.
对,猜灯谜。所以灯谜就是...
Riddles.
对 ,riddles 就是一个谜语。
Right.
英语有这种 riddles 吗?
Well, we have our own types of riddles.、I remember a taxi driver in China once trying to give me some riddles to solve, and he was very disappointed that I had no idea what he was talking about.
对,因为我们的灯谜就是它会有一种 there's different approaches to it,、就是 it's a system.
Right.
对,就不是你随随便便。
Right,
当然也有一些是简单的啦。
Right.
好，那要去猜灯谜的话呢，可以说 guess riddles 吗？还是说你刚刚说那个 solve 更好
Yeah, solve riddles. I mean, you can try to solve a riddle by guessing, but you wouldn't say guess a riddle.
对，因为最终你的目的是你要 solve 它，要解决，要猜出来，是吧？
Right.
Solving riddles. Okay, so that's one part of the celebration. The other big part of the celebration, as it is with many of our festivals, 就是吃。
Nom, 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 nom.
Food is...
Food.
Food has great significance.
Sure does.
民以食为天嘛，对吧？好，那在元宵节的时候 ，What do we eat?
What do you eat?
That's a riddle for you.
That's a riddle for me. okay, well, I believe they are round in soup, but it's not like a salty soup.
Sweet. Sweet. 不是 salty, 是甜的。但是我们上海的汤圆也有咸的呀。
Really?
你不知道吗？
那有
吗？对，因为是肉的，所以
你
肯定没吃过。
Right, the ones that I have eaten, the tang yuan that I've eaten, have basically just been made from glutinous rice and sugar.
你都没有吃里面有红豆或者 black sesame?
Sesame, yeah, black sesame.
对，很好吃。
Yeah, really good.
所以汤圆这个呢，就我们中国很多食物也很难给它准确的翻译成英文、mm-hmm. 就只有一个大概 rough translation.
Yeah, but even like soup balls sounds good, you know. I mean, this is another one of those foods that I would really strongly recommend that you guys be strong and just call it its name.English people will figure it out eventually.
你是说就我们就坚持 insist on using the Chinese
yeah,
汤圆
like exactly 汤圆, like 汤圆 the example I always use is vodka for you know Russia Russian wine or Russian alcohol.
好，那汤圆有的时候你会看到它被翻译成什么 soup ball or or sweet dumplings.
You'll see it in like a Chinese restaurant here. It'll all be soup balls all over the menu.
对，像我说的那个 sweet dumplings, my problem with that translation is first there are, you know, also savory dumplings,、
right.
savory 汤圆 It's not always sweet.、
Mm.
还有一个就是 dumplings 实在是 too general, like、mm-hmm. 饺子什么馄饨各种各样、
right.
好像里面包东西的都叫 dumplings.
That's right. We just think China is one big dumpling.
然后外国人到中国发现天哪有这么多种的 dumplings, 怎么办好那我们这种汤圆的 dumplings, 它的一个特点就是 it's not made of flour,、不是一般的 flour 面粉啊而是用
glutinous rice flour,
glutinous rice flour,、糯米粉。
Yeah, so they basically took all of the flour out of it and just left the gluten-y parts.
Glutinous 是一个比较难的词，所以大家也可以说 sticky rice.
Yeah, sticky rice is okay.
对 ，sticky rice 就是粘的米，糯米。然后呢，里面它通常就会包东西。那形容里面包着东西的时候呢，我们会用到一个词，就是
Well, usually there's one of two words. Here we'd want to say filling.
Filling.
A lot of people always want to say stuffing.
Oh, stuffing 让我想到
turkey
火鸡、对。但是你觉得中国的我们这种点心叫 filling, 对吧?
It's very filling.
你说 it's very filling, 就是吃了以后会让你觉得很饱。
Right.
So a food can be very filling. 那汤圆呢,除了 Lantern Festival 吃,我们冬至也是吃汤圆的。
That's right. This is actually where I know it from the most, the winter solstice.
Winter solstice 就是冬至,所以夏至就是...
The summer solstice.
Summer solstice.
That's hard to say.
Yeah, solstice.
Summer solstice, summer solstice.
好多 S 是吧、好，那汤圆不仅很好吃啊 it also has beautiful meaning or significance.
Significance?
对，很美好的寓意。And do you know what it is?
Does it sound like something that's beautiful?
Yes.
Okay. That's 90% of Chinese, isn't it?
Yes. 那你有没有觉得汤圆听起来很像团圆?
Yeah, I guess.
对，就是 family reunion or family being together.、所以这种听起来很像的词，英语里面可以叫做
Well, we use the word homophone.
Homophone 就是谐音嘛。
Yeah, well, it's like two, two, and two.
They're there and there. 要听起来是一模一样的。
They sound the same, but they don't mean the same, right?
Okay, 所以像我们的汤圆和团圆还不是严格意义上的 homophone, 因为 they don't sound exactly the same.
So that's why like a lot of these English concepts, I'd say it's like homophonous. It's kind of like a homophone.
It's kind of a homophone.
Right.
For union. 那我们今天节目的最后呢, how about we just go over some delicious, 这个汤圆 flavors or different types of fillings.
Oh, okay, sounds good. Well, I've heard that there is a chocolate filling.
Oh, 你讲到 chocolate, 你知道麦丽素吗？你们也有的叫那个什么 Maltesers?
Oh.
就外面是巧克力，里面是脆脆的那个。I've made 汤圆 using that.
And really?
对，很简单，因为你就是把一颗麦丽素 Malteser 塞到那个 dough 面团里面。
Oh.
然后 yeah, once it's cooked, 里面的东西就 kind of melted.
Oh, cool.
It's a lazy man, lazy woman's sweet dumpling.
Oh, that's all right.
对，但我自己还是喜欢吃比较 traditional 传统的，比如说黑芝麻了或者红豆。
Okay, so black sesame or red bean.
对，但很重要的是我们的红豆和黑芝麻放进去的时候，它都是一种泥。
A paste.
It's a paste, right? 其实我们今天开研的会员课程呢，就是有一个英语的 recipe, 一个食谱教大家怎么做汤圆。
Ooh.
然后我觉得学英语的时候，你把一些自己熟悉的概念 concept 拿这个作为内容，但是呢，把它翻译成英文，这时候是一个很好的学习方法，因为你对本身的 original concept 你是熟悉的、
right.
这时候你就容易去对应它啊。
Exactly.
那我们的会员们今天也不要错过这节开研的课程。好，那另外其实还有比如 tarot, 就是那个香芋，然后或者花生也可以。
Peanuts?
Yeah.
Really?
Like crushed peanuts.
Oh.
对，甜甜的那个也是挺好吃的。然后现在还有真的各种各样，里面有塞什么水果馅啊， all kinds of new flavors. 好，那其实还有那种就是很小的 very small 汤圆 but they don't have any fillings.
Oh, do they have a different name?
就小圆子啊。
Oh.
就我们上海有一种酒酿小圆子。
Is there alcohol in that?
对，但度数很低吧。
So, fermented maybe?
啊，对，就 fermented.
Fermented.
你是不是觉得听起来有点怪？
Well, that's, again, it's just, it's all about the translation, right? Like, yeah, a word like fermented is a good translation, but is it a good name for a food? Maybe not.
它其实就有点像 sake 啊，就是它快要到酒的那个过程，但是还没有度数那么高。
Well, that's the thing. If they just called it like sake rice, then every single Western person be like, oh, that sounds good.
但我们不能用 sake, because it's not Japanese.
No, I know. So call it Chinese sake rice.
就call it 酒酿。Anyway, I think it's delicious. I love it. 然后当然还有一些咸的汤圆。那今天节目最后要说一下咸的这个词，特别是在对应甜的的时候，我们好像不太用 salty, right?
Right, I did say salty before. I probably should have said the word savory.
Right, savory, S-A-V-O-R-Y.
And the biggest difference between these two words is we really only say something is salty when there's too much salt.
对，就是一个东西太咸了，里面太多盐，你会说 salty. 如果就是形容它的口味，It's not sweet. 它是咸的 Then it's better to use.
It's savory.
Savory. 好，除了我刚刚说的我们上海的这个 pork 汤圆，鲜肉汤圆，其实我还吃过就客家的汤圆，它是里面有菜汤吧。I think you'll like that one since you're vegetarian.
Hakka?
Hakka style, yeah.好，那今天我们的节目就到这儿，祝愿大家元宵节阖家团圆。
That's right, guys. Happy Lantern Festival. May all of your soup balls be glutinous.
好，感谢大家的收听，开言英语，我们下次再见。
Bye, guys.